How would you feel if you found out there was no law requiring you to pay an income tax and the government was cheating you?
There is no constitutional basis for a tax on the wages of Americans living and working in the 50 states of the Union. Period. End of argument.
Four stars, highest rating, America, freedom to fascism, makes Fahrenheit 9/11 look like Bambi, CBS.
What happens if your own government is using more force and more coercion on its own citizens for the purpose of achieving its political ends? Is that government engaged in terrorism?
America people expect us to protect them and protect their civil liberties. I'm going to do that.
What is being sold to the American people today as Americanism? If you peel off the label, you find so much similarity to what we were fighting against when we were fighting communism and Nazism and fascism.
What if you found out the government was planning to put electronic chips into you so they can track you?
This is absolutely Orwellian.
America, freedom to fascism. The scariest film you'll see this year, coming July 28th.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Will the American people give up our right of self-government and resign ourselves to be ruled by unelected, unaccountable, life-tenured judges? If we agree with President Bush that we will not stand for judges legislating from the bench, our job is to persuade Congress to do its duty and pass legislation that will curb judicial tyranny. That's why it is so important for concerned Americans to participate in a study group on judicial reform, where citizens can learn how to counter the liberal argument that Congress should not pass laws to restrict the judges from redesigning our culture and our history. In fact, the Constitution gives Congress the power to create, abolish, and regulate the jurisdiction of the federal courts. Congress has repeatedly taken away jurisdiction from the federal courts over subjects where Congress did not trust the courts, and the judges have recognized Congress's power to do exactly that. In your study group, you can learn about recent examples of Congress withdrawing jurisdiction from the federal courts. We know that Congress can constitutionally pass a law prohibiting judges from banning the Pledge of Allegiance, the Ten Commandments, our national motto, and other acknowledgments of God in public forums, and from redesigning marriage. So why hasn't Congress done this? Well, the Congress did pass a bill to do exactly that in 2004, but the Senate failed to act, and Congress has done absolutely nothing in the current session. It's up to informed citizens to refute the lie that the supreme law of the land is whatever the judges say it is. We must teach our public officials that the supreme law of the land is the Constitution itself and the laws made in pursuance thereof. All the tools necessary to terminate the rule of judicial activists are in the Constitution itself. You can do your part to restore self-government by starting or joining a local study group on judicial reform and then demanding that our elected representatives take the proper action.
Would you like a free copy of Phyllis Schlafly's best-selling new book called The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It? If you commit to starting a study group on judicial reform with at least four of your friends, we'll send you a free book, plus a study guide to show how you can help stop judicial mistakes. Send your commitment by mail to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or email radio@eagleforum.org. Join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says he'd give his right arm to be ambidextrous, Gary Brownfield.
Hello there, Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I feel rich today. Beth came in this morning and handed me $1 million. And I wish I'd have kept, you know, you just can't keep all the stuff that you get, and I don't remember where it came from. It was on an email, but I have no idea who sent it to me or where it was. But it was talking about these $1 million bills. The thing's not even printed on what normally money would be printed on. But it does look a little bit like a dollar bill, like real money. But it's $1 million. It says the United States of America. And I don't know, it's one of the presidents on there, and I don't recognize him. Can't read the signature, but the thing looks kind
of
heavy.
Just look on one of your other $1 million bills, Gary.
I normally don't carry them with me, Jeff. I usually break them up into little old $100,000 bills and, you know, use them for cash. But anywho, the other day I received this email about these $1 million bills, and someone tried to cash one of them, and out comes the, and I don't remember, but it was some government agency, and I'm just going to say off the top of my head, it was the BATF. I don't know. But anyway, one of the alphabet soup agencies came out and found the printing press that made these. I don't think they destroyed the press, but they made them quit. They made them quit printing them. So they came out then with a new version, and I was hoping this would be the new version, but it's not. It's the old version. And it says, this is the BAT. On the back of it is scripture. It's biblical. It's Bible scripture written on the back. Although it does have a picture of, I don't know whether that's, it looks almost like Lincoln's memorial. I don't know what it is, but it's a picture of a government office, and it says $1 million, and then it uses biblical scripture on it. It's kind of a, what do you call those things, a tract?
It's a Bible tract, but it's a near duplicate or replicate of a $1 million bill. The Bible scripture is simply around the border and the white spaces of the bill. So what you're seeing mostly looks like a $1 million bill.
Well, it might to somebody. But anyway, I can see somebody just taking that. In fact, I would have thought of it, you know, just go into the bank and say, here, would you deposit this to my account and just see what the teller would say? Well, apparently somebody did that and got the teller all shook up, and she called the feds, and the feds came, and they ran this down, and they made them quit printing these $1 million bills like they are. So the new ones came out, and it said, this is the government version of our $1 million bill. I don't know. But anyway, it's kind of a funny thing. And gee whiz, can't people have fun anymore at all? I opened my mail this morning, and in there was the July-August edition of the of the Missouri Future Farmers of America Today magazine, except they don't say Missouri Future Farmers of America. It says Missouri FFA Today. And I look down here, and that didn't offend me much, but I look down here at the bottom, and it says Missouri has 327 candidates for the American FFA degree. Now, that's not the American FFA degree. For 100 years, not quite 100 years, but almost, it's been the American Farmer degree. But it is no longer politically correct and popular to say farmer. We just don't have many farmers left. And as a result, the Future Farmers of America organization has dropped the word farmer out of their logo and everything. It's now FFA Today. And I didn't realize that they had changed the degrees to read, I guess they now say state FFA degree instead of state farmer degree, or American FFA degree instead of American Farmer degree. And I've talked about this on the air before, but it's been many years ago, and I'd like to cover it again with you. But the Future Farmer's Creed, and let me read this. It was written in 1931. This is the original version, 1931 edition. So it is 73 years old. I know that because I was born in 32, and I know how old I am. It goes like this, the original version. I believe in the future of farming with a faith born, and you get that, in the future of farming, with a faith born not of words but of deeds, achievements won by the present and past generation of farmers, in the promise of better days through better ways, even as the better things we now enjoy have come to us from the struggle of former years. I believe that to live and work on a good farm is pleasant as well as challenging, for I know the joys and discomforts of farm life, and hold an inborn fondness for those associations which, even in hours of discouragement, I cannot deny. I believe in leadership from ourselves and respect from others. I believe in my own ability to work efficiently and think clearly with such knowledge and skill as I can secure, and in the ability of organized farmers to serve our own and the public interest in marketing the products of our toil. I believe we can safeguard those rights against practices and policies that are unfair. I believe in less dependence on begging and more power in bargaining, and life abundant and enough honest wealth to help make it so for others as well as myself, and less need for charity and more of it when needed, in being happy myself and playing square with those whose happiness depends upon me. I believe that rural America can and will hold true to the best traditions of our national life, and that I can exert an influence in my home and community which will stand solid for my part in that inspiring task. Now, that was written in 1931. It was revised in 1967 when farmers were going broke. I believe in the future of farming. And then it goes on down and talks about past generations of agriculturalists. They do say that the work on a good farm is all right, to be encouraged in agricultural pursuits. Then they changed the current creed. It's, I believe in the future of agriculture, past generations of agriculture, been engaged in agricultural pursuits. Now, when we come back, I'll give you my version of the FFA creed. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we have returned. And I was just mentioning, and the thing that I really noticed about this whole thing was the fact that the Missouri Future Farmers of America organization is talking about the candidates for the American Farmer Degree, and they don't call it the American Farmer Degree anymore. It's the American FFA Degree. And I was going through these FFA creeds, and they have taken out... And this goes all the way back to 1931, but they've taken out the word farmer in practically all the places that it was used. So I have written my own version of the modern FFA creed. I said it this way. I believe in the future of our multinational corporations, with a faith bar not of words but of deeds, achievements won by the present and past generations of greedy corporations who are in control of our food supply. I believe in the promise of better days through better prices, even as the better things we now enjoy come to us through our transnational partners. I believe that to work for a large mega farm under contract to Cargill is pleasant as well as challenging. For I know the joys and discomforts of low markets and high production cost, and I hold an inborn fondness for the corporation that makes me a slave on my own land. I believe in leadership from Archer Daniels Midland and respect from ConAgra. I believe in my own ability to work efficiently and think clearly with such knowledge and skill as I can donate to IBP. I believe in less dependence on begging and more power to the globalist corporations, in a life that's abundant and enough honest wealth to help make the world bankers profitable, in less need for charity and more of it when needed, in being happy myself and playing square with those international buyers whose happiness depends upon me. I believe that American farmers can and will hold true to the best traditions of our international life, and that I can exert an influence in corporate headquarters which will stand solid for my part in the New World Order. Shouldn't I be hearing music back there? Or am I a whole minute ahead?
You're a minute ahead.
I'm a minute ahead.
And I think that's the first time I've seen and heard you read that without getting teary.
Oh, come on. You know better than that. Anyway, the new government employee is going to be over the animal ID. We have a new guy there. Now, he's not there now. The Senate has to hold hearings. And then the Senate has to ratify this guy. But it's Bruce Knight, and he's current chief of USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service. And he's been nominated for the post of USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs. Now, the USDA has a lot of regulatory programs, of which animal identification is one. And this guy, going into this office, is saying, we don't need mandatory animal ID. And as Ray Cuneo and some of us have been saying for a while, the USDA is backing off. And maybe that's one reason they're putting this joker in there. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. Now, we have here a gentleman by the name of Bruce Knight. He is currently with the Department of Agriculture, so they're just going to move him around. What happened was Bill Hawks, who he resigned last year, and we've talked about this revolving door so much. Normally, these people go to work for one of the multinational corporations, and I'll bet that's what he has done, but he's probably, and I'm making this up, I'm guessing, but I know what the rest of them do. You know, it's just like when you're working cattle. You know what they're going to do usually before they do it. Because, hey, you've been there, you've done it before, you know. When you gather cattle out of a certain pasture, they usually act the same way under the same circumstances. So you can say, now you watch, they're going to head down for that branch, and you be down there to turn them back away. You see what I mean? They do it every time. Well, it's the same way with these people that work for the government. When they get out of the government work, now why do you think Bill Hawks, H-A-W-K-S is his name, why did he resign as head of the, he's actually undersecretary of the Marketing and Regulatory Programs. Regulatory programs? They regulate things. Now, most of these people go right to work for one of the multinational corporations. That's what usually happens. In his case, he has founded a Washington, D.C. lobbying and consulting firm. Now, who do you think he's going to lobby for? one of the multinational corporations. You can bet on it. You can just bet on that's what he's going to do. Anyhow, in steps Bruce Knight. Now, I don't know a thing about Bruce Knight. As I say, he is the current chief of the Natural Resources Conservation Service. But he has been nominated for the post of Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs. So when he resigns, he'll get a good job also with one of the multinational corporations. But anyway, if confirmed, which he will be, because I don't think they've turned down any of Bush's appointments, have they? Knight will oversee key USDA agencies, including the Grain Inspection and the Packers and Stockyards Administration. Now, see, the Packers and Stockyards Administration have not done their job for 20 years, I guess, or longer than that, really. They could break up these monopolies. They just don't do it. That's what the administration was formed for in the first place, because the big packers were controlling up to 50% of the cattle that were being marketed. And now here we have three big packers that are controlling 80-some percent, and the Department of Agriculture just turns a blind eye. They won't look at what's going on. So anyhow, Bill Hawks hasn't done his job, and he won't do his job, but he'll make one heck of a good lobbyist for the industry, okay? Not for agriculture, not for farmers, but for the agriculturalists. All right, now, he will oversee, as I said, Grain Inspection, Packers and Stockyards Administration. Now, who's that going to affect? Grain Inspection? In other words, there's just about three, maybe four main grain shippers in this nation, grain handlers, the biggies. And if they have a little problem, all they got to do is just pick up the phone, call Bruce Knight. Hey, no problem. Don't worry about it. It's going to be taken care of. You can sleep soundly tonight. That's all right. You know, if you want to dock the farmer 25, 30 cents a bushel, that's okay with us. Go ahead and hit him a good lick, because after all, he gets those subsidies, you know. He doesn't need the money anyhow. Anyway, he's also going to be the administration's point man on national animal identification. Now, Knight has agreed that the National Animal ID Act should be a voluntary program. And I shouldn't say act, because it is not an act. The National Animal ID System is supposed to be a voluntary program. Okay, it is. It is a voluntary program as we speak. You can do this if you want to. If you want to tag all your cattle, if you want to put them in a database, go ahead and do it. No problem. I mean, people are doing it all the time. When I went into my local co-op where I buy most of my stuff for agricultural production, they had a bunch of these ID tags there. And I was looking at them, and I said, I bet these things are hard to sell. He said, oh, no, we moved quite a few of those. He said, and he told me who was doing it. Okay, if they want to do it, fine. If they want to trace their carcass, get carcass data on each individual animal, that's fine, too. I can't believe the packers are going to go out of their way to see to it that they're going to send you the kill sheets and everything that you're supposed to get on each individual animal. But anyway, maybe they will. But if you want to do it, fine. It's voluntary. It won't work if it's not mandatory, and they're going to make it mandatory sooner or later, all right? Anyway, here's what Knight has said. He agrees that the National Animal ID should be a voluntary program. Knight also said National Animal ID would be among his top priorities and should be simplified to increase its adoption by livestock producers. Well, you know, there's nothing simple about what they've been wanting to do, and all we have to do is just get the draft plan. You can see what they're saying. Then he says, we need a voluntary program that's very easy to understand and a program that is very apparent to producers why it's important to both themselves as an individual and to the industry as a whole. Well, the industry, ladies and gentlemen, are the multinational corporations. They're not the cow-calf producers and the cattle feeders out there trying to make a buck and get their farm paid for. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gold prices jumped over 2% to a one-week high on Thursday, supported by weakness in the dollar, firm oil, and Mideast tension. Gold closed up $11.60 in New York to $633.40 an ounce. Silver added 32 cents to $11.32 an ounce. The demand for gold is as strong as it's ever been, Anglo Gold Ashanti CEO Bobby Godsell said today. More at SwissAmerica.com. And now this. For years, Swiss America has offered solid reasons for owning gold, like safety, privacy, and proven profit potential. But right now, I want you to call Swiss America at 800-289-2646. That spells 800-BUYCOIN to get your assets out of the line of fire by converting some cash into gold. Swiss America will rush out a newsletter and Rule of Gold CD free of charge. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN.
Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up like I do, we have to all do our part, and that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation, and that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here, because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things, but it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. Friends, if you're thinking about putting up a hay shed, storage shed, or workshop, call my friend Lou at Steelspan Buildings, the largest manufacturer of prefabricated Quonset-style buildings in the world. Here are some of my listeners who are now satisfied Steelspan Building customers.
The reason we wanted it is because the sheds we had were too low. We wanted it high enough so we could drive in with a 20-foot header. We've had five wagons that fit in there side by side, and he treated us really good.
Well, it was quite a bit cheaper than the other buildings I had priced, about $3,000 or $4,000, in fact, you know.
Friends, it's Lou. Let me prove it to you. I have the best building for your money, plain and simple. Meet me in person August 1st through August 3rd at the Farm World Expo in Terre Haute, Indiana. I'll have some great specials available. Or call me at 800-894-9408. You don't have to be at the show to take advantage. That's August 1st through August 3rd in person at the Farm World Expo in Terre Haute, Indiana. Or call me at 800-894-9408.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and now the man who says, the wisest man he ever knew taught him something he never forgot. Although he never forgot it, he never quite memorized it either. So what he's left with is the memory of having learned something very wise that he can't quite remember. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. I always have liked chickens. I had chickens when I was a little kid. My grandmother had chickens. About every farmer had a few chickens. And I still have a few chickens. Now, we always laugh about that. I don't pronounce it chicken, because you go to Colonel Sanders and get chicken. Out on the farm, it's chickens, and you spell it C-H-E-E-K-E-N, chicken. And this year, I kind of changed my order a little bit. I order from Cackle Hatchery at Lebanon, Missouri. And at Cackle, I ordered 10 Rhode Island Reds, 5 Plymouth Rock, or 5 Plymouth Barred Rocks, and 5 Buff Arpingtons. I've kind of changed. I've been using production Reds, and I wasn't happy with the quality of the eggs that I got this year, so I thought I'd try these different breeds a little bit. Anyhow, when I got my order, they all came in one box. Now, this goes back earlier spring. They're feathered out now. They all came in one box, and Cackle put in an extra chick of each breed so that if one of them didn't survive the trip, why I would still have my order fulfilled. But they all survived, so I ended up with three extra little cheeky clucks. All right, now, sometimes they don't all get there in one piece. In fact, Northwest Airlines killed 9,000 baby turkeys the other day. 9,000 of them. But they didn't do bad. They got a couple thousand of them there alive. I don't know what happened. Officials at the Peninsula Humane Society are searching for homes for 40 turkey chicks. I can't imagine how you could lose 40 turkey chicks on an airplane, but apparently they did. On July the 13th, a commercial breeder shipped 11,000 turkey chicks from Detroit to San Francisco International Airport using Northwest Airlines. Now, from Detroit to San Francisco, they ought to have been there in, what, 3 or 4 hours? I mean, it should have been nothing. But anyway, the farm that shipped the chicks, they even specified that they put them on two separate flights. But someone decided to put them all on the same flight. The boxes containing the chicks en route from Fresno Farm were crammed into the cargo space, and thousands of the birds suffocated before they made it to San Francisco. Of the surviving chicks, 2,000 were taken to their destination, Zachary Farms in Fresno. The airline later then, they lost a box of chicks that had 40 chicks in it, but they survived. I guess after they got all those others out of there, see, and I don't know I'd have to look it up, what the temperature of a turkey is. But I'd say it's well over 100 degrees. Practically all birds have a body temperature. A chicken, I think, is like 103 or something like that. Maybe up to 105, they're all right. You know, I mean, that's their own body temperature. So you get that many, you get 20, what do they have, 11,000 of these things in a little bitty space, and they're going to suffocate. Well, anyhow, that's what they did. The airliner, again, then, came across these 40 live chicks that had been left behind, and they contacted... No, they didn't send them on out to Zachary Farms, where they belong. They contacted the Humane Society for help. See, people don't have any idea what to do under a situation like this. There should have been a billing slip with that shipment, and they should know where they're going. You know, you'd think you didn't call a cab and say, hey, get these 40 chicks out there to where they belong. Anyway, Northwest Airlines issued a statement apologizing and admitting that cargo personnel had mishandled a shipment. The breeder is a company, Hybrid Turkeys in Canada. It's now filed a $104,000 claim with Northwest to cover the cost of losing the turkeys. Okay. Now, here comes... You know, again, my mother used to say, I can't believe the stupidity of some people's kids. Somebody raised these people. They were kids somewhere along the line, and boy, they sure didn't teach them much common sense. Now, here comes the Humane Society. To adopt a turkey. You want to adopt a turkey? Well, the first thing that would enter most of our minds was, yeah, we'll adopt a turkey and we'll have him for Thanksgiving. You know, it'll be kind of fun to have him around, and then we'll cook him this fall. Well, no, that won't work. You're right. Elizabeth gave us a call here and says a baby turkey is a poult. That's right. They're turkey poults. 100% right. You are correct. I'm using let's see, where does this come from? Okay, it's, they call them chicks. But you're right, turkeys are poults, no doubt about it. Sorry about that. But anyway, to adopt one of these, you must live in an area zoned for farm animals and have some land. We're not looking for temporary homes to keep them through Thanksgiving. Anyhow, Why didn't they just send them on the way where they should have gone in the first place?
Why didn't they just rewild where they landed, you know, just set them free?
Well, they wouldn't make it. You can't do that with domestic things. In fact, you can't even, you have to buy, and they exist. I mean, the chickens that I buy are the old-fashioned chickens. They're not hybrids. They're the old-fashioned Buff Arpingtons, Barred Plymouth Rocks, Rhode Island Reds, just like Grandma used to have. See, people were smart enough back when the multinational corporations got into the chicken business. They were smart enough to say, hey, we're not going to do this. Just like some people were smart enough to keep buffalo when they were all the buffalo were dead. You know, they'd killed them off, and there were some ranchers. But, boy, they'd never give ranchers credit for saving buffalo. Oh, give the government credit. Well, the government didn't save one buffalo. The ranchers did that. They let them stay on their place. They thought they were kind of neat. We'll keep them around. They did the same thing with longhorn cattle. Longhorn cattle went out of style back 100 years ago, more or less. And we came in with the British breeds, the Herefords, the Angus, and the Shorthorns. And nobody wanted longhorn cattle for a lot of reasons. But there were a few farmers and ranchers that said, hey, I'm going to keep these old longhorns. I don't care what everybody else does. I might go into the Hereford business, but I'm going to keep a few longhorns back and keep them pure. And that's the way these things have worked. So some people have kept back the old chicken breeds. And you can still get them. But like you said, take those little turkeys and turn them loose. They wouldn't survive. You can get, and a friend of mine did this, he bought some of those chickens like Colonel Sanders Butchers, or the kinds you buy, you know, from Cargill. And you look at those chickens, when you buy a chicken at the grocery store, a high percentage of them, their legs are bent. The drumsticks will not be a perfectly straight drumstick like was on these older chickens, like we used to have. That's because they grow so fast that the bones don't develop to keep them. And I think that's what happens to some of these racehorses, like this last horse that his leg broke out there. And, you know, when the guy that was supposed to win the Derby and was supposed to win the Triple Crown, no reason for a horse's leg to break. They push these things so fast that they don't get developed right. You know, the Kentucky Derby, I think it's for 3-year-olds. I never was really into horse racing much, but I think it's for 3-year-olds. Well, a horse isn't mature until they're at least 5. That's when the bones all ossify. So, but a younger horse can run faster than an older horse because the bones aren't ossified. Because the shoulder bones and all that, you look at a little baby colt, and he can run about as fast as his mother can. Now, maybe he couldn't keep up with her, you know, if he's going to run them 15 or 20 miles. But just on a burst of speed, he'll go as fast as mama. And his legs won't be half her. Well, they will be. But I've seen colts that could walk under their mother, that could run as fast as their mother. So, anyway, they've developed these chickens now that wouldn't survive under normal farm conditions. And like I said, I had a friend that bought a bunch of those thinking he was going to get them ready in 8 weeks or 6 weeks or whatever they do. And the biggest part of them died. And he'd been raising chickens all of his life. His mother before him had chickens. But they just don't work like they used to. You got to go back to these old established breeds. So you couldn't turn those little turkey poults loose out there. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellites is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
And we have returned. You know, knowing that turkeys have poults and chickens have chicks and ducks have ducklings, it's kind of interesting. You know, mares have colts and cats have kittens and bears have cubs and bats have bittens. Turkeys have poults and dogs have puppies, but guppies, they just have baby guppies.
For whatever that's worth.
I knew that. One of those things that I learned when I was a little bitty boy at the harness shop. Anyhow, let's go to the telephones. Rich, how you on there?
Actually, you made me think of mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy there.
That's right. A kid'll eat ivy too, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Anyway, you know, what's even more interesting, right, is you said that the lawsuit against the airline is over $100,000, right?
104.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there and I'm doing the math and I'm thinking, since when does anybody pay more than $10 for a turkey poult? You know, you can go in when they're on sale or just before Thanksgiving. Lots of times you can get a 20-pound turkey for that price.
Yeah, all
dressed and ready to roll.
There you go. You know, I don't know. It's amazing. See, now they're going to get a lot more than what the average cost of those turkeys were, because first of all, they had the transportation, they had all the problems that were involved, and then this was a pretty big order. I don't know, you know, they'd have to reset and start over. It's going to throw these other people off their schedule. So, you know, they'd have a lot of reasons to add on to that. But it's amazing what you have to pay for laying hens. I think I gave right at $3 a piece for those chicks. Now, they were sexed. You can buy the cockerels for just a few cents a piece. But nobody in the chickens, they don't want the cockerels. They want the pullets. But yeah. Anyhow, I don't know. I never did buy little baby turkeys. But.
Yeah, because it does amaze me, you know, like I said, that, you know, I guess it's all the pain and suffering.
That's right. Poor little things.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call. Now, speaking of pain and suffering, let's Let's look here at what they've done out west again. The Fish and Wildlife Service says it will continue to reinduce Mexican gray wolves in eastern Arizona and western New Mexico. Now, the ranchers don't like this. They're plumb upset about it, which I would be. Neither the current program nor recommendations provide any reimbursement for livestock that are going to be killed by these wolves. The recommendations would authorize states to issue permits to use non-lethal means to harass wolves engaging in nuisance behavior of livestock. But you can use lethal means if they're attacking your dog. Now, what are you going to have to get a permit to throw a rock at a wolf that's trying to kill a calf? But hey, if it's killing your dog, you can use a Hezbollah rocket and blow its little head off. No problem. But you can only harass a wolf if he's killing a calf. And then you have to run to town and get a permit to do that. When we come back, believe it or not, I think the Forest Service has got a little Hezbollah in them. They're blowing up a wilderness. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
What America needs is affordable health insurance. Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everyone's mind right now. If you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. One of the things we face as entrepreneurial Americans is finding affordable health insurance. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get affordable health insurance. Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 877-679-7793. That's 877-679-7793. Midwest specializes in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds, those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work, to protect our families with affordable health insurance. Call 877-679-7793. Not available in all states. Association membership is required in most states. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Exclusions and limitations apply.
Smart growth. It's a relatively new term that indicates an overall approach to comprehensive planning and zoning. Smart growth practices strive to have a unique sense of community in place, preserve and enhance valuable natural and cultural resources, fairly distribute the cost and benefits of development, expand the range of transportation, employment, and housing choices in a fiscally responsible manner while promoting public health and healthy communities. Sounds great, but what about private property rights? What about personal land use decisions? In the end, smart growth restricts private landowners and moves people off of private property into sustainable communities. Sound far-fetched? Then see the video Not So Smart Growth, as it details the effects of smart growth and the plan that is being implemented across this country. Show it to everyone and wake people up to the seriousness of so-called smart growth. To order, send $17, check cash or money order, to Smart Growth Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
Now, believe it or not, the U.S. Forest Service is blowing up a log jam on the Salmon River. Teams of explosive technicians from the U.S. Forest Service blasted a log jam on the middle fork of the Salmon River. Now, what the deal here is, rafters are coming down the river. Now, see, this is in a wilderness area. There's 200 of these rafters, and they're going down the river. I did this once in the state of Washington. I don't know what river it was, but it was up close to Mount Rainier. And it's kind of fun on this White River rafting thing. But on this deal, this is a wilderness area. Now, you know how silly the government is about a wilderness area. You're not supposed to use a chainsaw to fight a forest fire. You're not supposed to make any kind of noise. You can't ride an ATV in there. You can't use bulldozers to fight fire with. But these guys blew up a log jam. The log jam, they said, was, anyway, it piled up 30-foot logs as well as boulders and debris. These rafters couldn't get through because of this. And we can't let those rafters not go. See, I didn't even know they let rafters in a wilderness area because they don't want me in there. They don't want you in there. And I'm not going to walk in. And I'm not going in there unarmed if there's wolves and bears and cougars and stuff in there. But I didn't know you could blow up stuff in the wilderness. Apparently they did. What if there had have been, you know, along rivers they have these fish eagles. What if there had have been an eagle nearby? Wouldn't that have been considered harassment? I mean, remember when this fella, just the other day we talked about in Florida, moved a tree that the eagles were going to build in? And he got fined $2,000, and I mean, he had to do 60, 90 days or something, community service over this. What? Look at all the poor little furry creatures that would be frightened out of their wits when this big log jam was blown up and the rocks started flying and the tree limbs and stuff started flying all over the place. If they're all getting that log jam out of there, all this trash is going to be floating down the river.
That'd make a fish go deaf.
Well, how many fish do you kill, you know? That's the way hillbillies used to fish all the time was with dynamite. When they blew up that log jam, they got turtles and frogs and tadpoles and dragonflies. And just think of all of the little creatures that are in that water when they blew up this log jam. And it's in a wilderness area. The rafters shouldn't have even been there. And the Forest Service did this. It'd be interesting to know if, for some reason, we had the same scenario. They did it for river rafters. Let's say we had the same scenario going where the Forest Service needed to do something of that nature to help a rancher maybe get some cattle that were stranded on an island or something. Do you think the Forest Service would come to their aid in a wilderness area? Well, wouldn't be any cattle in a wilderness area, you dummy. You ought to know that. You see, it's all how you look at it. We have a double standard here. And anyway, those teams of explosive technicians from the Forest Service blasted a log jam and killed all these innocent little creatures. Just saw some river rafters can enjoy the afternoon. I'd rather watch the log jam blow up than go down the river on a raft. I don't know, but I guess that's why I'm considered one of the more weird ones. Anyhow, it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.